You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. Hello, I am Allison Twitter from MLB.com. I'm here for my weekly chat with Corey Brock, who is covering the Padres and all of the ups and downs of this team that is so interesting to watch. And Corey, as we speak right now, the Padres are exactly 14-14, 500 record. And so the offense seems to be struggling a little bit. I mean, if you had to pinpoint one thing, would that be it as far as what's been going on with these guys the last week or so?
Yeah, it sort of depends on the week. You know, they came off a really successful series against the Rockies at home where they swept Colorado, scored a bunch of runs, put up a lot of crooked numbers on the scoreboard, and you know, then they head to San Francisco and get in a situation where you run into some pretty good pitching with Madison Bumgarner, Ryan Vogelson, who's struggled this year, pitched awfully well. So, yeah, they've had these streaks where they've scored a ton of runs. You know, they were leading the National League in runs. And then they've gone 22 innings and a 20-inning stretch where they didn't score a single run. So, you know, it's a little vexing. I think it's still kind of the old adage where, you know, good pitching will beat good hitting. And I think we're seeing a little bit of that. You know, but by and large, yeah, scoring runs, backing the starters. You know, the bullpen's been a little bit shaky early in the year. But, yeah, 14-14, I don't know if fans consider that a tremendous disappointment. I think that's a pretty good spot to be in the first week of May.
I would imagine that the Padres, I mean, it's sort of when you look at the teams that are sort of having similar problems, long-term expectations would suggest that teams handle things differently. I would imagine, and I'm thinking about the Diamondbacks, who seem to be, you know, sort of calling a, you know, casual team meeting just to remind everyone to just stay focused and start scoring some runs. But I would imagine for the Padres, it's probably a little bit of a more even keel, and there's not any kind of, I mean, panic sounds so stupid coming in the second week of May. I would imagine that they're probably still feeling pretty confident.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Allison. I think you also have to look at the composition of the roster in terms of when you need to, address things behind closed doors or whatever, and they're certainly not anywhere near the point of that. But you also look at the guys in that clubhouse, veteran guys. You know, they changed the roster. They brought in guys like Matt Kemp and Justin Upton, who have some lengthy service time, and, you know, Derek Norris has been in the big leagues for a few years, and certainly some of the incumbents have been around for a while. So, you know, I think they feel like, you know, these guys do a pretty good job of policing themselves, and they certainly are putting in the work. And I still think they like the composition of this roster, 1-25. You know, they just brought up a top prospect, Austin Hedges, to catch. So they feel like they really strengthened themselves in that backup capacity there, because that catching spot is, as you know, such a brutal position. So, you know, I think 1-25, they still feel very good about this roster.
And that brings us to my next question about Austin Hedges. So how is that going to be split up? I see that Eric Norris, they want to monitor him. They do not want to push him into the, you know, catching 150 games. So how will the playing time split up between these two?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, Austin Hedges is regarded as probably one of the top defensive catchers in the minor leagues. And honestly, he's probably been ready to catch in the big leagues defensively for a couple years now, put in a lot of work, in the system with coaches and instructors, and actually had the benefit of working with someone near and dear to you, Brad Ausmus, when he was a special assignment guy here in San Diego. Of course, he's with the Tigers now. A.J. Hinch worked with Austin as well. So two guys with some really good pedigree in terms of catching mechanics. A.J., of course, has moved on to manage the Astros. So but Austin talked about how influential those two guys have been on him. So, you know, I think he's going to get his starts sporadically. You know, they're going to look at Derek Norris eventually at first base, just on a very limited basis, and that's mostly to save on some wear and tear with his knees. And he's been dinged up in the first month of the season, foul ball off the ankle, took a backswing to the left toe. You know, it's a brutal position, and, you know, he told me in spring training he wants to catch 120-plus games. That's a lot. I think you have to really throw out Salvador Perez as a true outlier. I just don't think guys are cut like that anymore. The position is so brutal and so demanding. So, you know, they'll mix in the starts here and there. We have interleague play coming up, maybe an opportunity to let Derek Norris DH and get Austin a chance to catch. So it'll be kind of fun to watch how they do this. And, you know, for a young guy, you know, it's a pretty, you know, highly anticipated guy, Allison. You know, as I pointed out, you know, this is probably the most highly anticipated arrival of a homegrown player since 2007 when Chase Headley came up. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, if you look at that in the big picture, that's kind of shows sort of the sad state of where their farm system's been. You know, they just haven't done a very good job in Bud Black's nine seasons of drafting and developing, getting these players to the big leagues. But this is a homegrown guy. They're excited about him, and you know, he's not going to sit here to collect dust. He's going to play some.
Let's move to the starting rotation. So it seems that Brandon Morrow being on the DL is kind of interesting. So it's more preventative. So he's got shoulder inflammation, but they're basically putting him on the DL so that it's only a two start stint instead of missing four, five, six, seven down the road. It's unfortunately he has to miss any time. Just because we've had a fabulous start to the season. But I guess they feel pretty confident that he's going to be back soon.
Yeah, and he does too. I think it was a situation where it was tougher for him to bounce back after each start. You know, they took a look at the shoulder, saw some inflammation. This will be a chance for them to shut him down for a couple starts here, a couple weeks. And, you know, I think it's going to save him maybe on the back end, that maybe if you you nix a couple starts now here in May, that you may gain, who knows, maybe three or four at the end of the season. You know, they're always going to watch his innings total this year. You know, this is a guy that threw 33 innings last year. He's already at that now, 54 innings in 2013. So, this is probably getting ahead of the curve here a little bit. And, you know, they also, they're blessed in the sense they have a Dreesimer Despaigne who they could just slide in the rotation as they did earlier in the year for Ian Kennedy when he had the hamstring issue and went on a disabled list. So, they feel good in the sense that they already have a guy on the staff that they can move into that spot and cover those innings for a couple starts or longer if needed.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that the teams that I continuously talk to about having the Despaigne's of the world ready to go and effective when they do step into those roles, that those are usually the teams that are still in the mix by the end of the season. So depth is so important, but it can't be more important than in the starting rotation.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the old adage, and I know you and I have talked about this, Allison, you know, you never finish the season with the same starting five that you began it with. It's just, you know, these guys are expected to make 33 starts and remain completely healthy and throw 200 innings. Well, that's asking a lot of a guy. This is a different era now, especially with the, you know, specialization of the bullpen. You don't necessarily need starters to work so deep into the game anymore, but, you know, it takes a big toll on guys, and if you could have a guy on your staff that you could slide in and feel very comfortable with, and they certainly do with Despaigne, without having to reach in your minor league system or, you know, in worst case scenario, Allison, go outside your organization and try and find a guy to fill that. That's an awful position to be in, and this is a position the Padres have been in the past. So, yeah, they feel very good that they got Despaigne, that they could slide into that. He's kind of a proven commodity. He doesn't have the lengthiest service time or history, but, you know, he's fared pretty well in the big leagues, and they, you know, shortly over a year now that he's been pitching here.
Well, we will keep paying attention, and thank you, Corey. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.